Blog Talk Radio.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Fulfilling my own destiny. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in this great, big, vast world of ours. You are listening to Purpose Talk Radio. I am your host, Cindy Freeman. We air this show every Friday afternoon. Well, for some people, it's morning or evening. But every Friday at noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern, and 8 p.m. in the UK. And in doing so, we bring to you topics and people about living your purpose, whatever that might mean. And it's kind of got, it's been expanding its purpose and its meaning for quite some time now. Kind of started a lot with being a reading show. Since then, it has to just general topics about purpose. And sometimes there's a guest, and sometimes they're not. And sometimes we plan a guest, and they show up, and sometimes we've had a couple occasions where maybe they don't, and we're hoping today is not one of them, but my guest has not gotten back to me, and we've had a few more technical glitches, so we'll see what happens with that. Hopefully she will jump on soon. But the planned topic for today is about the Kindness Rock Project and kindness expanding one rock at a time. So we will see how that goes shortly. However, in the meantime, again, I'd like to tell you the show does air every Friday, and we do look for guests, topics, projects even, that do have people living their purpose, whatever that might mean to you. Whether it be cutting lawns, whether it be the CEO of a billion-dollar company, whether it be at home knitting scarves and mittens for the homeless. You know what? If you're living your purpose, whatever that means to you, I'd like to have you sharing some of that with the world. I know a lot of people like to kind of stay incognito and you know, don't want to share what they're doing. But you know what? It might give someone else an idea of something they can do and be able to, you know, find something different in the world. So we invite you to be a part of that. If you have products or services you'd like to share with our guests, we are open to that as well. And in doing that, you can share different things with us as well. So this show is brought to you by True Visions Travel, a full-service travel company specializing in trips, vacations, projects for those with needing special accommodations, as well, of course, the traditional ways of travel for groups, individuals, traveling domestically and abroad. You can find that site at truevisionstravel.com, TRUEVISIONSTRAVEL.com. So, oh, and I guess I need to back up. I'm sorry. If you'd like to be a guest on Purpose Talk Radio or you have those products and services that you want to share with others, please do get a hold of me directly through my email at Cindy at PurposeTalkRadio.com, C-I-N-D-Y at P-U-R-P-O-S-T-A-L-K etalkradio.com. There are a couple ways that you can participate in this show. One is if you are on the show page, you can join us via Skype. And that is on the Skype button just next to the phone number on that show page at the very top. You can click that and come on in. You can call in at 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. You can scroll down on the Blog Talk Radio, Purpose Talk Radio page and see that there is a chat room that's available to all Blog Talk Radio shows, and you can chat in there. That is open for you as well. If you have comments, questions, things that you don't want to actually verbalize on the air, feel free to put them in that chat room. Now, that is only available during the show, and after the show, if you have comments and you're listening to the archive, please come over to Purpose Talk Radio Conversations on Facebook. You can join us there in the conversation with questions, comments, and each week I encourage our guests to come on over there as well and answer any of your questions or anything you might have for that. So, let's see. I do not have our guest showing up as of yet. So the question would be, what to do with the show when things are unpredictable and change at the top of the whim of a hat? I put this out there to some people specifically who I think would have been interested in this. And hopefully they are. But let me tell you a little bit of Kindness Rock Project. And I don't remember actually which of my Facebook friends shared it initially. I might have record of it somewhere because I usually do keep track of that. But it is literally a rock project where Megan Murphy decided to start writing positive, affirming messages on rocks and just leave them by the seaside, by the lakes, by the rivers. And I think she's out in the West Coast, and I got to double check on that, where that project started. But, I saw that, and anyone that knows I'm very much listening to the show for any amount of time will know that I am very much into positive messages. And we all can use one or two or three in our lives. Sometime or another. We all find ourselves at some point feeling maybe a little down or lost or confused by what's happening in our lives. And it can be as a result of not being in balance, body, mind, soul, spirit. It can be just a situation that catches us off guard. It can be a result of death, grief, loss of something, a job, whatever. There's a lot of reasons we can be and feel off kilter. But it's always nice to have something to firm and bring us back to the reality of who and what we're supposed to be doing in life, which in my opinion is staying happy. We are not meant to be sad, depressed, lost, confused, we do experience those things so that we can know the difference of when we're happy and excited and doing all that. But I don't think we were ever meant to stay sad or lost. So when I saw these messages, rocks, it was like, hey, this is pretty cool. Where did this come from? Where did this idea come from? And what's been happening with it? And what I've seen is that the project has started and it has gone international. There is a Kindness Rock project in New Zealand. There are various schools and churches. Obviously, they tend to subscribe to positive messages or try to. And they've been involved in starting Rock projects, Kindness Rock projects as well. What I've been able to see from the website, from the Facebook pages, and watch this thing, you know, expand. The community itself, they've got over 12,000 people in their communities on Facebook. Now, like everything, does everybody participate in it? Oh, probably not. Does that mean they don't want to? No, they wouldn't be in there, or they wouldn't have friends initially. Something drew them to this project. And something that they would want to connect to, I'm sure. So, as I saw it, I became one of those 12,000, you know, and wondered how it all came about. And when I saw just some of these simple messages, these things on these rocks, I, to Megan Murphy, who's the creator of this, and have her share with the audience a little more of where this all came from and how and why. We tried to have this interview a couple times. We wanted to do it during Positive News Month, and it didn't quite happen. And we tried it again. It's still not. So I don't know if we've got a problem with time zone or technology or whatever. Today, for me, I swear I could not stay online for much of anything. And for the moment, it appears I'm online, but I'm using my phone very much today instead of relying on the web, because just for some reason I don't think we have storms out there, but we did earlier this week that were just knocking people offline and off electricity. And, you know, like everything, when that happens, you just kind of punt and do something else. Because that's just the way life rolls. You know, we can't always, unfortunately, have the perfect situation. So, you know, like you say, there could be storms where Megan is. There could be some reason I got knocked off several times today. Whatever. Anything's possible. So we'll give it a little more time and then try to figure out what else we could share about that project and how to go about that. I know what I'll do. I'm gonna share a little bit of something else that happened this week for me, and hopefully Megan will come on in the meantime. Because it kind of is part of this and part of where this came from, but it came after the fact. This week was Unity's World Day of Prayer. We always celebrate that on the second Thursday of September. Well, and a lot of it starts Wednesday night at Unity Worldwide Ministries. And it is a 24-hour time of prayer, meditation, on whatever the theme might be for the year. losing my computer screen. It just blanks. So I'm trying to get to that to find out what that topic exactly was. So I have the wording exactly. But as I said, we have things that are deciding to have their own little attitudes today. There we go. Anyway, so what we do at my congregation is we have an ecumenical prayer service. And in doing that, this year we had folks from the Muslim, Buddhist, New Thought, Methodist, Native American, what else do we have? Lutherans, and their perspectives on prayer. Now, unity in and of itself believes that we do pray to the same God. We just may not use the same word. And that tends to make some sense to me. It may not make sense to everybody that's listening here, and that's fine. Whatever your belief system is and your structure is, you are more than welcome to hold on to that. I don't try to change anyone's belief structure or any of that. You know, we all have to develop our own spirituality, our own relationship with a creator, higher being, spirit, universe, whatever you'd like to call it, or not. And you must do that. But, like I said, at Unity, we tend to believe we are praying to the same God with just our own bend on it. And it may or may not be the same words and the same understanding. So in this World Day of Prayer, it was kind of interesting because each person comes, they were asked to pray in a way that their faith tradition typically prays. And the theme for it was discover the power within, unleash your divine potential. And in doing the it was kind of interesting because for some reason, most of these spiritual leaders did not actually have a prayer per se. They had a very mini, I think a small lesson, so to speak, about praying in their faith tradition and what they believe and how they do it, what the focus might be. And the interesting part of that was that most of the folks spoke about heart prayer and that connection to God and to other people from the heart. And so as I look at this kindness project, as I look at positive news, as I look at prayer in general, and being with a spiritual community, I've come to realize that all of it is a form of a heart connection. It allows us to connect with one another at a heart space. It takes away actually the space between each of our hearts and finds a way that we can find some common ground. And that was a cool thing for me about World Day of Prayer and that recognition of it and that understanding of it. And I think that's why I was so drawn to this Kindness Rock project. So I don't see our guests here at this point. If anyone listening has been a part of that or has experienced it, I would invite you to call in and talk about it because these rocks, like I said, have appeared all over the world. Again, you can do so at 347-205-9074, 347-205-9074. 205-9074. You know, so I suppose you're kind of probably wondering what some of these rocks say. So basically the Kindness Rocks Project is, you know, take one of these rocks that means something to you as a reminder. Share it with a friend who needs some inspiration. It's about kindness. You can all benefit from it and then pay it forward. So some of the things that are on that some of the rocks have said, for instance, is be the change. Bliss, follow your bliss, and the universe will open doors where there were only walls. You are responsible for the energy you bring into the world. Luck is what happens when preparation meets opportunity. Hold on, wait a minute. What makes you think that you can't? And I'd like to add, believe it or not, the same thing that makes you think you can't is probably the same thing that if you really think about it, you realize that you can. Anyway, recognize that blessing. Sometimes showing up, recognize that blessings sometimes show up in unrecognizable disguises. The people who are crazy enough to think they can change the world are the ones that do. You know, those are just some of those rocks. They can say anything. I'm sure we all have our favorite things that bring us around to changing our attitude. Now, there are many books that have come out with titles, Eat, Pray, Love, is one I think of immediately. You know what? Just those three words not only bring me back to the book and the message behind it, but just life in general. And if we think, what are we grateful for? Being brave. Have courage. Be yourself. Acknowledge your greatness. These are not even things I'm reading off the rocks. These are just things that are coming to my mind right now that could go on rocks. That could be passed out. You know, there's so many stones and rocks and things out there that people don't, they just want to throw away. Paint them, make them pretty. Use some magic markers, paint, crayons. Whatever you think might brighten up a rock. Even just a black marker. White out. And then write on it. You'd be amazed at how white out works on things. Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe some of our younger audience isn't aware of what white out is. You know, it's this white stuff that's kind of a paint that comes in a bottle for those who used to actually write things or use a typewriter. And when mistakes were made that were just a little too big to just kind of do one-letter correction tapes. Oh, now I'm really going dating myself, ain't I? But anyway, you know, we'd use this white out and just draw a thin line across. Yeah, that's white out. That can still be used on rocks. And you know what? I have actually seen it in the stores. It's not totally behind, you know, an old age. You know, one of the rocks I saw is a Dr. Seuss one. Sometimes the questions are complicated and the answers are simple. I'm a real good one for complicating the questions. I'm a good one for analyzing and reanalyzing. When you find out that the answer is not that tough. I was good at that this week as I took a test for one of my ministerial classes from Emily Cady's book, Lessons in Truth. And my minister asked me questions that I wasn't, you know, necessarily prepped for. And she was looking for a very simple one-word answer. I had talked about the blindness. And she said, so what does blindness represent? And I'm thinking she wants some philosophical, metaphysical, long drawn-out answer. And one of the associates that works with her, he turns off the light on his computer, turns the computer around to me and kind of waves at it. I'm thinking a blank screen, something to write on. The simple answer, all it represents is darkness. That's all she wanted. She didn't want me to sit there and analyze forever some elaborate thing. But I made the question a lot more complicated than the answer was. And I think that's easy to do. So in this project, even though we don't actually have Megan to come on and talk about it, I'd invite you to go to Facebook, the Kindness Rock Project, take a look at what's on that page. Feel free to comment, and maybe hopefully we'll get her scheduled some other time. And also come on over to Purpose Talk Radio Conversations and join us in that discussion. And maybe list a few things that you'd consider putting on a rock. And also in that process, I'd like to challenge you to create your own rock and leave them somewhere where someone else might find them. Wouldn't that be great to liven up someone's day today or tomorrow or this week? Wouldn't it be even more fun if somewhere in the process you found one of those rocks this week? If you do, again, or anytime, I invite you to come on over to Purpose Talk Radio Conversations and tell us what you thought about it. Give us the message that's on that rock. And tell us what you thought and how you reacted to it. So, unless someone wishes to call in and share anything, I'm going to make this a very short show today. One of the comments that came in the chat room regarding the heart connection that we had talked about is the heart connection, because it's communion. It's like going to a wedding, but instead of celebrating the union of two people, it celebrates our union with our Maker. Very good point. Very good point from Siren Speak. So, yeah. Again, last time, 347-205-9074, 347-205-9074. I don't see our guests in here, unfortunately. So, later this month is Deaf Awareness Month, Deaf Awareness Week, and we will be having a deaf dancer on it. A deaf dance instructor, as a matter of fact. Hopefully we can get that worked out. Folks, it's not Nigel from Dancing with the Stars. As much as I'd love to do that for you, I have not connected with him, but I may still. And then in October, we have Meet the Blind Month. So, guess where I will be having some guests on that as well. Two years ago, we talked about the blind driver for the car. I'm trying to get the blind motorcycle rider. Might get him on at some point. We've also had the president of the National Federation of the Blind on. And there's several people that are in high up jobs, both deaf and blindness, that I would love to be able to share with you folks. And again, not to point out a disability, but an ability, because way too often they are identified as folks that can't do something for whatever reason. And like all of us, if we put our mind to it, if we think about ways to adjust things, you're going to find that you can do it. We all have some quote-unquote disability. And I want to be able to share that with folks in general and what that can do. Some of the other things I want to try to focus on a little bit are the fun things come up in life. As I'm looking at what to start for a blog, again, with True Visions Media, and share some of the things I did with the True Voice column that I had with a magazine for a while. I want to be able to share some of the fun days. Like, for instance, today, if any of you know this, there are three interesting things that are celebrated today. And one is called Wonderful Weirdos Day. And I think, you know, there are parts of us that can all subscribe to that. Some part in us that's not quite fitting into the norm of things. Probably why I've got this radio show, because I don't fit into normal mainstream radio. I don't fit into video. You don't want to see video with me. Nah. I like being hiding behind the voice. It works. Weirdos Day would be kind of cool. As part of that, it's Hug Your Boss Day. Now, I know some of us, if we went up and hugged our boss, they would really think we are a weirdo. But, you know, give them a handshake. Just thank them for who they are. Or you could incorporate the third part of what an odd day it is today, which is Teddy Bear Day. And Teddy Bear Day reminds me of my college days. Because on the newspaper, our editor-in-chief for 1 year was a fan of teddy bears. So all of us became bears on the staff. Tracy was T-Bear. We had Scott being S-Bear. We had me being C-Bear. Although I was also bike because I rode my bike everywhere. To church, across campus, to the grocery store. I was constantly on my bike. So I was bike as well as C-Bear. We had M-Bear. We had J-Bear for Jim. We had M for Mary. We had Maria. So we had kind of two M-Bears. I don't remember how we distinguished those two. But we recently had a reunion of that staff. It was kind of fun. And to remember that, you know, we were all bears. And so as I saw today was Teddy Bear Day, it was kind of fun to share that on our little reunion page and with our former editor. You know, hey, go out and celebrate. If you can't get into the rocks, think of how you can celebrate some of these obscure days. You know, teddy bears are one of the most popular toys for children. And I don't know about you, but if I'm feeling down, I could find a teddy bear. I could hold it. It seems to change my world, too. Turns around some of those bad days. It's amazing how a child's toy can do that. Let's go back and think about when we were children. So that's, I think, where some of the show, Purpose Talk Radio, is going to be going in the future, to be a little bit in line with some of these obscure holidays, with something a little bit different and fun. We've got a couple authors coming on up the road. What else do we have? We'll go ahead at the end of October. I have a coach that has a very interesting program regarding purpose and finding your purpose. And a during school now, I'm doing an assessment that kind of I did in the summer, being able to find skills to help me and myself find purpose. You'll be hearing probably more about that along the way. So, like I say, you know, Purpose Talk Radio may be taking a little different direction. And no matter what we do, you know, if you've got some ideas, some suggestions, some people you'd like to have on the show, hey, drop me an email to Cindy@PurposeTalkRadio.com, Cindy@PurposeTalkRadio.com. If you have products or services you'd like to share, give us a shout about that as well. If you're trying to travel around the world, or hey, just get to that nearest lake, ocean, whatever, and need a little help planning that trip, get a hold of those at True Visions Travel, TrueVisionsTravel.com. Register for the free travel club. Take a look at around what's there. Ask them to send you a quote regarding a trip that you might want to take. Periodically, there's newsletters about some really good travel deals going on. But True Visions Travel is dedicated, specializing in travel for those with needing special accommodations. But they also work with traditional travel for individuals, groups, domestically and abroad. So they can help you with pretty much anything you want to do. There is still that trip that they are working with, the Ghastly Ghostly TN Train trip. Links are available on True Visions Travel page on Facebook. They might also be available, although that page is doing some merging with some other things, so it might end up on the Omni page. So hunt around. You can do a search for that and be able to find that. Both on Facebook and on the internet. And maybe you'd be interested in traveling the West Coast via train and visiting a few of the haunts out there. The song that you hear at the beginning and end of Purpose Talk Radio is by the group True Trinity. And their site is TrueTrinity.com. The vocalist on that is Jillian Clark. The writers on that are Jillian, Rachel Grace, and myself. The song is called I Am Who I Am. And before we go into that song, I would like to leave you with a positive, affirming message for the week, as we try to do each week on Purpose Talk Radio. It also then appears on the Purpose Talk Radio page, if I can. Purpose Talk Radio Conversations page, excuse me, on Facebook, if I can find that tab among the many that I have opened here today to try to list some of those holidays and the fun things and finding the rock group and all that. But let's see, the affirmation for today, or for this week, for those listening to Purpose Talk Radio. And again, if you wish to listen to this archive show, you can go back to the same link and catch it again. Comment on Purpose Talk Radio Conversations on Facebook. And whatever. Many ways we can share with each other. So, Purpose Talk Radio Conversations, the affirmation for this week is I am sharing kindness wherever I go. Make it very simple. I am sharing kindness wherever I go. So having said all of that, we close out this week of Purpose Talk Radio. We'll see you again, listen to you again next week at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, and 8 p.m. in the UK. Remember, folks, you might be a rock, you might be an island. There's a song that says the rock feels no pain. You know what? We do all feel pain. And we can, by sharing that kindness, by being who we are in the moment, we can go on making another person's day brighter, happier. And in the process, believe it or not, you'll be making your day brighter and happier as well. So until next week, I wish you all soul blessings, and thanks for listening.
I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.